Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative is making a difference in every corner of Oklahoma, working to prevent teen tobacco and vape use, fueling our minds and bodies through health education, and empowering the next generation of leaders. Why? Because we are the future of Oklahoma. The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative, investing in Oklahoma. Learn more at tsethealthyyouth.com. Brought to you by the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, following a recent lapse in government funding, the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, or NAS, is working hard to bring its vital statistical reports back on schedule. I had the opportunity to visit with Joe Parsons of USDA to discuss the agency's mission to recover from that hiatus and underscore the irreplaceable value of farm data. Parsons confirmed that while NAS successfully released key information like the November crop production report, the agency does have a lot of work ahead.
We do have some catching up to do. We did have some key reports that were accepted work and that we put out, including November crop production, which it went out on the 14th of November. But we have about 60 reports that that were scheduled to be released during the lapse in funding. And so just yesterday, we announced most of those being rescheduled when we were able to get them out. So we're very busy trying to get back on track and also prepare for the other things that are coming down the pipe.
He confirmed that widely followed reports like crop production and the WASD, along with cattle on feed, are being prioritized to be back on time.
That's right. So we're back on schedule with those. And in fact, that was some of the work that was deemed to be accepted. And we came back and started producing some of those. So we're working hard to make sure that we can keep them on track. We have a lot of data to get collected to meet those end of what we call our end of year surveys, including a big survey that we do in December that ties into a large report, to sort of a big crop report in January, along with the amount of grain in storage. So that's all underway, and there's going to be a lot of questionnaires going out for folks, and maybe even a few phone calls from our data collection staff.
To hear my complete conversation with Joe Parsons of USDA NASH, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, as the holidays are here, bird flu is once again infecting commercial and backyard poultry flocks. Civil Eats reports that the flu has infected and killed more than 8.9 million turkeys, chickens, and ducks in the U.S. since September. The report said consumers are unlikely to feel a price squeeze during the holiday. For example, a 50-state survey from the American Farm Bureau found retail prices for frozen turkeys were down by 16% compared to last year. That's even though wholesale prices are up 40%, with retailers often selling turkeys as loss leaders. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service reports that 93 flocks have been tested and confirmed with HPAI infection. That includes 43 commercial flocks, 50 backyard flocks, and has affected 1.67 million birds across all the infected premises. You've got farm news.
What if you could take the latest research straight from the lab and put it to work in your field next season? That's what you'll get at OSU's Winter CCA Crop School December 16th and 17th in Stillwater. In 7 expert-led sessions, learn the science behind healthier soils, controlling weeds and pests, and growing stronger crops. Early bird registration is your best chance to attend in person before it's online only. Sign up now at wintercropsschool.com and bring the latest science to your farm.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.